producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. And you remember why we talk about Nyan? Because of telephone operators thought that they confused with five or something. I don't quite get that. But nevertheless, we actually had somebody who talked about the early days of telephones. There we go. 855-993-7569. All right, now, those of you who are paying attention, I assume that would be all of you, know that we've had, as recently as day before yesterday, we had a full moon, a total eclipse, that neither of my crew saw. That nope. Manny was watching football. I said, Manny, you could have done both. And I said, good decision. That football games occur about every 13 minutes, and the next total lunar eclipse will occur in 18 years. Good choice. I was being a little facetious and sarcastic, which I know you're not supposed to be, and I can certainly understand that. So I will try and behave in the future. Maybe. All right. So the question is, I think we did this yesterday. As a matter of fact, I think we did the lunar eclipse yesterday, didn't we? What's the first answer you've got?
Someone saying how they become a werewolf. I go.
Yeah, no, we did them yesterday.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we did.
We don't get to do them again. I don't get to know.
No, we don't. No, we don't. We did the lunar eclipse because werewolf and people, first grade teachers, and we decided that Manny didn't believe in it, and so we have to. And Manny apparently was wanting us to do it again because he felt so strongly about it.
Well, what we can do is explain it to Trevor because I. To be completely honest, don't quite understand the implication of affected by the full moon.
All right, I will explain it to you, because we went into great detail. And if you look at those responses, which you can do in your leisure, and then take it off of here, is that we know that there's no question that the moon affects the tides, right? You get that part,
mm-hmm.
the gravitational pull?
Mm-hmm.
You understand that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, then so that's part one. Part two is the closer... we know two things about the tides, that full moons tend to have higher tides. You know that, right?
Right.
Okay, and you also know that that there's an apogee and a perigee, the perigee being the moon the closest to the Earth, the apogee being farthest away.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it's closest, it exerts the most gravitational pull. So if you get a perigee full moon, you've got the maximum kind of gravitational pull. You got that, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, on tides... Or tides are the most obvious manifestation. We also know that the human body is about, what, is it 93% water or something like that? It's hugely, we're basically water. So the idea being, in theory, that if the moon affects the tides, i.e. water, it will also affect water in lakes and water in human beings. And we know, now obviously, a human being is a closed system. And we know that the brain is the most pressure-sensitive organ of the body. And hence the term depression being that, you know, that there's... And we know that when you retain water, for example, that you can... It can contribute to depression. And we know that just... And it's not as linear as the tides, but we know that the brain is pretty pressure-sensitive. So if we go from... gravitational pull, water, human body, brain, then the idea being, although the pressure on the brain in theory, as someone pointed out to me when I talked about this before, I've only seen one scientific paper that ever suggested that there was a link. The rest of them are what we call mother-in-law research, which is, and I would maintain, that anybody who works for the public in large numbers, including bartenders, ER, people, doctors and nurses in ER, in emergency rooms, cab drivers, customer service reps, anybody who deals, teachers, and kids seem to be particularly susceptible, will tell you there's no question. And I myself have noticed that even when I'm not keeping track of the moon, which I quite often don't, that I'll say, oh my gosh, it must be a full moon. Look at how these people are driving. Or, you know, people are just whacked. And so those of us who deal with large groups of people would attest to the fact that, in fact, full moons do affect behavior at both ends of the spectrum. So you can get manic behavior, you can get depressive behavior. And in theory, for my explanation, there's no real explanation about why it would be at both ends of the spectrum, but I would argue that it is. When I talked about this once in San Francisco, someone said to me, called up and said, Brown, you can get more barometric pressure change from going to the top of Nob Hill to the bottom of Nob Hill than you can get with the difference between a new moon and a full moon. So there is certainly some argument about whether or not this is hypothetical or psychosomatic. It's probably a good example of psychosomaticism. But again, and so I asked the question, and basically, sometimes tongue-in-cheek, but with great passion, almost everybody said, yeah, it really does affect. So there you go.
Fascinating.
It absolutely is. And the idea is being that it can be a self-fulfilling prophecy, except I promise you there are times where I have not known what the phase of the moon was and saying, oh my gosh, things are just nuts. And we also had Mercury retrograde, and we had an eclipse, so, and the Pope, and so we had all sorts of contributing factors. But there are those of us who believe fairly strongly. And again, the idea is if you're incredibly, I don't know what we, I don't even want to call it stable, because I think stability almost by definition is a dynamic term. But there are times, we know, for example, let me give you another really good example that just occurred to me. We know that I win office pools a lot about pregnancy dates, about dates of birth, because we know that births cluster for about a day and a half before and a day and a half after a full moon. Hard to explain that other than gravitational pull. I mean, there are, you know, 28 to 30 days every month, right? So why would those that basically the vast majority of births in that month will cluster around a full moon?
Huh. Wild.
Yeah, it is. It's very cool. It sort of reminds me, at least, and probably reminds all of us, that we are part of a natural order that, as sophisticated as we think we are, you know, with our computers and our cell phones and our scanners and our slide rules and our, you know, electric lights, that we are still part of a larger world that responds to very different cues on a very atavistic basis. So,
right.
And watching an eclipse is a, even though you know it's going to happen, you know what's occurring, you know how it occurs, it still thinks, gobby gobby, woo. So, and it was cloud cover as well. So, and it took about 2 hours, a little over 2 hours. I think the eclipse started around, because I remember looking at it about maybe 7:45 or something, and it was just starting. And then the total eclipse was at 10:11, because I knew that because I'd done the story on it. And I swear to you, at 10:12, the clouds came through. So it was really dark. And then both the clouds and the eclipse started sort of abating, so about 2 hours later it was a bright sky again, and it was a very bright moon. I didn't see the red moon. It was too high in the sky to be. It was supposed to be a red moon, and it wasn't, as far as I was concerned. It was very, very bright, but very black and very white. So there you go. All right, any other questions, sir?
I think I've learned more than I ever could have hoped for.
Well, there are people who will argue with it, that say, you know, it's all nonsense. But and you should just go ahead and read through the responses, because basically Manny was our sole hole of that, I think, about saying he didn't think it had anything to do. He didn't say that. He just was skeptical.
I would count myself as still a little skeptical, like, you know, because how much can it really affect, like the difference in like actual altitudes being a bigger difference in gravitational forces than, you know,
well, and but one I would argue is that one is acute and one is chronic, that obviously leading right up to a full moon. So I mean, I can't argue with the. I mean, it's a hard thing to argue with either way. I mean, you know, so 855-993-7569. When we return, some interesting stuff to talk about. Give me a holler on Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. The story about the phosphorescent sea turtle, which apparently is not a hoax, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not suggesting that. But there were I mean, there are all sorts of hoaxes. You know, April Fool's Day is probably my least favorite day of the year, especially if you do my kind of program. So I just usually pretend it doesn't exist. Because if I assume someone's sort of pulling my leg and they're not, then I'm awful. And if they're pulling my leg and I don't realize it, or I sort of have to go along with it, then I look like an idiot. So no matter what happens, I hate April Fool's Days. But I thought we'd talk about hoaxes, because there are all these... Internet is kind of a metaphor for hoaxes, of people putting things up there that are not true at all. And so I said, when we put this up, we're having, as Trevor points out, we have to sort of put, excluding politicals, you know, political comments all the time. So, all right, because otherwise we'd, this program would, I mean, no matter what I ask, it's kind of like, you know, we used to say, when you did fortune cookies, you'd say between the sheets, and now we just say, anything has to do with politics, anything. To what extent do you help your kids with homework? Political comment. What public event do you remember the most? Political. Tell us your worst tourist story with a political. I mean, you could see, right? So, all right, so let's talk about, and can you think of a hoax that you've ever heard of?
A jackalope.
Did you believe that?
No, I think it just comes to mind for some reason, because I think I did kind of believe in it when I was really young. I was like, yeah. How can jackrabbit grow antlers? And then it kind of dawned on me.
Maybe couldn't. My biggest hoax was actually, I was trying to remember, was actually something from my childhood. And believe it or not, it was on April Fool's Day. And my father did it. And my father was one of those people who had, it's not that he didn't have a sense of humor, it's that his sense of humor was not obvious, let's put it that way. And I was getting ready for school, and he called me upstairs and said, "It's your dog, clean up the poop." Which had obviously happened before. And I said, "Okay, where is it?" And he said, "You know, it's your dog, find the poop." And so I'm trying to get ready for school and cleaning up dog poop. My dog was really a pretty good dog, didn't poop in the house very often. And so he's yelling at me, and he's shaving. And my father had a temper. And he's getting louder and louder. And I'm just beside myself and say, "Dad, I don't know where it is. I can't believe you did that. You know, it's your dog," and he kept yelling, and it was April Fool's joke. Clearly scarred by the experience. Don't have a dog. Actually, I did have other dogs. And I really like animals. I would love to have a dog. But whenever I go and visit my grandpuppies, my daughter says, "Do you want to take them for a walk?" And I say, "Yeah." "Well, here's the poop bag." "No." "No, I don't want to do that. Thanks anyway." Until they can learn to, until they're potty trained, they're yours. So, all right. So that's the hoax I can't believe that's the one I can remember at, you know, 400 years
that's
ago.
That's not very kind of funny. You know, you try to be funny on April Fool's.
Yeah, it was not, I didn't think it was very funny at the time. I was heartbroken. And he thought it was hilarious. And, you know, I think my father sort of liked the idea of kids. I'm not sure he really... I think that's true of both my parents. I think they liked the idea of kids. I'm not sure they like kids. I'm not sure anybody really likes kids, to be quite honest. I mean, we think, wow, this is going to be great. And babies are kind of cute, except they cry a lot and keep you awake. And then teenagers, geez. I was at... I was, as I said, I hosted their... I didn't host, I was the keynote speaker for the Habitat for Humanity Women Build, and one of the women was talking about a 9-year-old. She said, he's this really obnoxious kid, and I said, "You ain't seen nothing yet. He's 9. Just wait." Put me on speed dial. All right, so let's hear what people's biggest hoax is, as far as I remember the guy who, except I don't think this was a hoax. I think he believed in it. Who said the world was going to end? Remember the Mayan calendar?
Oh yeah, that was not too long ago, was it?
A couple of years. And then Danny had the audacity, after the world didn't end, to say it was going to happen again. Well, I just miscalculated.
They always do that. As a matter of fact, on a different show, I had heard that somebody made a prediction it was going to be the 23rd, whatever day that was.
Last week?
Yeah, and then since it didn't happen, they thought it was
going to
end. Huh?
The world was going to end on the 23rd.
The world was going to end on the 23rd, and then the 23rd came and went, as we all know.
Well, it was the vernal equinox. Maybe just got confused about ending and switching over calendars. I don't know.
Well, it was supposed to end yesterday, too.
That's funny.
On the 23rd.
Yeah, look, whatever day it was supposed to end, if it hasn't happened yet, you're still okay.
That's right.
All right, fair enough.
All right, Marie says, Rosa Ruiz Vivas, usually known as Rosie Ruiz, born 1953, Havana, Cuba, is a Cuban-American who was declared the winner in the female category for the 84th Boston Marathon in 1980, only to have her title stripped 8 days after the race when it was discovered that she had not run the entire course. Oh, man. How dare her?
I could not believe
someone would do this.
And we call it Rosie Ruiz's. We actually refer to somebody as the Rosie Ruiz of politics or whatever. And I think she may not have not only not run the whole race, but I think she took a bus or something for part of it.
Oh, my gosh.
So what was her last name? Because I only knew her as Rosie Ruiz.
Vivas.
Vivas.
Yep.
Bad Rosie. Yeah.
That's right.
Imagine thinking you could get away with that.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know. That's kind of... I mean, look, I think all of us have done things that we thought, well, maybe, but that's kind of a big deal. All right, let's see what else we got.
Good
choice, though.
Yeah. Antonio says, Internet dating sites. My experience has been when you first sign up, you get all these women messaging you, but you can't read the message until you enter your credit card. But as soon as you enter your credit card, no one messages you anymore, i.e. hoax, scam, fraud.
Yeah, there is some. I know people that have actually met and been happy and even sometimes married. At one point, I knew probably 18 couples, and only half of them admitted to meeting online, but all of them had. So I hear what you're saying, though. I think it is, especially when they say free weekend. Well, it's free if you put your credit card in. The other thing about these, and you guys have to be careful about this, a lot of them, if you read the small print, it says you have to cancel. If you don't cancel, they keep charging you endlessly. And that's true of a lot of things. If something's too good to be true, it is. So be careful about any. I am just very reluctant to give my credit card online to anybody, having just been hacked a couple of weeks ago. But be careful about the small print. Because otherwise what you're going to do is find yourself billed to the end of time. So good point. Caveat emptor.
That's right.
Right, what else?
Donna says Y2K.
Yeah, that was a good one. Remember the Secretary of Transportation who got on a plane to prove that it was safe to fly? I thought that was pretty gutsy. I guess she figured that either the planes were going to be okay, she wouldn't going to have the job the next day anyway.
What was the notion here?
The idea about Y2K was that computers weren't set up to go to 2001. They, you know, at 2000, they were all going to self-destruct, and it was going to impact everybody's computer, and air traffic control was going to crash. All computers governing everything were going to crash, and that was really the issue. That was... That civilization as we knew it, all the communications, all the computers were going to crash, which obviously they did not. So there. 855-993-7569. If today's the day you want to call me, today's the day. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business. And we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2424.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, 855-993-7569. You know, what we haven't mentioned today is your Pro-Pure pitcher.
Yeah.
So what flavors do you have in today?
I think somebody took it. Where did it go?
Kiwi, I know, was yesterday. Someone stole your pitcher?
Well, like in the studio.
Well, look. Well, it's nice that everybody likes it so much.
Yeah, everybody likes it, so. That's
well,
good.
Really, did you try some of the kiwi yesterday? The kiwi water?
Yeah, it's really good. I love, like, just putting the whole fruit in there because it's subtle, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really quite good.
Yeah, and it's not sweet, and you don't have to worry about calories or anything like that. And as I said, I mean, mine is, I actually had some guys over here from the bank because I had some other computer problems this morning. And they were 45 minutes late, which, of course, endeared them to me, not so much. And when they were leaving, I had the air conditioning on for them, but I said, do you guys want some water? And I said, do you want regular water, strawberry? And they opted for strawberry water because, first of all, it looks really pretty. And these were actually frozen strawberries that I had in the freezer because they were about to get too ripe. So that works really well because if you put frozen strawberries in your Propure, then it adds, it's like ice water. Except I keep mine in the refrigerator anyway. But my whole thing is not only that it tastes yummy and not only that we should all be drinking water, and not only that it's cheap. I mean, you know, tap water basically didn't cost you anything at all. But in terms of taking care of the earth, that 80% of the 50 billion bottles of water being bought each year end up in landfill.
Ugh, bottled water just is not awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about basically 40 billion pieces of plastic. Actually, it's 80 billion pieces of plastic because the top, right? You have the lid and the bottle itself. And bottled water costs literally 1,000 times more than tap water. Mm-hmm. And if you're drinking 2 liters of tap water a day, which you can with Propure because it tastes yummy because there's nothing in it, because it'll filter any of the stuff in it out. And you can also put any flavoring you want in terms of fresh fruit. It costs 50 cents a year. I mean, if you're drinking 2 liter bottles, let's just say for you, we're not even talking about the rest of the family, that's $2 a day. That's, about $800 a year as opposed to 50 cents. Think about what you can do with that $800.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And as I said, so that's the economics. The ecological part of it is, you know, first of all, it takes so much to make the plastic. It's 17 million barrels of oil, and this one doesn't require anything. So, if you go to I think it's drjoy.com. There's a banner there, and I think for this week, I think it's only this week. Who knows? That you can order it, and there's no it's free shipping. So. All right. Did you when you find the purloined picture, put a picture of it. The purloined picture will be pictured on Facebook.
Holy alliteration, Batman!
Indeed, alliteration in prose is poor. All right, so let's talk about other. This wasn't a hoax. This was, and there was just no good way of getting from talking about Propure to talking about hoaxing.
Yeah.
That was George Carlin's comment, is Americans are now fearful of instantaneous dehydration, imminent, irreversible dehydration. We should all be drinking water. It's good for your skin. It's good for your bones. It's good for your complexion. It gets toxins out of your body. There you go. All right, keep going.
Okay, back to hoaxes. Where are we? Kate says, true love. Oh, man.
I'll tell you one that's better than that. You know the joke about what's the difference between herpes and true love?
Oh, God, where is this going?
Herpes lasts forever.
Oh, no.
I know. That's a cynical one. I know. You know, I don't know the true love. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but, I believe in that. The one that I have a hard time with is soulmates.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Right? That's because, first of all, I mean, even we're getting past the point of do we have a soul. But do you know your own soul? And how are you going to identify somebody else's, for heaven's sakes? And how are they going to identify yours? So, and it's just going to commit you to something based on questionable data. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Plus, then it makes people feel like, oh, that person was the one, and now that's it for
me.
Yeah,
now
you
I'm
know?
Doomed. Yeah.
There's doomed. So many ones. Not to say
so
that,
I might, but I think true love, but the soulmate is something I have a hard time with. All right, keep going.
I got to add a thing. The best thing I heard about like love or the concept of it was a rap lyric that said love is a verb. I like that.
That's a good one. Yeah. Well, and think about it. Love is never having to say you're sorry. Ooh, that's a really dangerous notion. Yeah, you can just go ahead and do terrible things and never have to apologize. That's really loving. What's love got to do with? I think Tina Turner. Okay, you love me, so what? You know, what else?
Love is.
Let's talk about behavior. Love is a verb.
That's right. Love is noise, says the verb. Anyway, Tony says probably the balloon boy or the Paul is dead rumor.
Those are probably, remember, and they said on the sole of Revolver that Paul had his shoes off and that was a sign of death. Remember that one? You're probably too much of a, too young for that one.
No, but I know the Beatles well enough to have heard that Paul McCartney is quote-unquote dead.
And if you
dead.
Played it backwards or something, it said Paul is dead.
Blah, blah. People are so weird.
Well, and, I mean, we somehow want to feel, I think, that we have control. And to have control, you have to have knowledge. And to have knowledge, I mean, you'll be believe in almost anything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is our debunking portion. Although you guys are a little more cynical than I expected you to be. Little Dickens's you. All right, what else?
Linda says Milli Vanilli.
I actually met Milli Vanilli. They're very nice guys, and they sort of maintain that, first of all, everybody was lip-syncing at the time. It just wasn't very, it wasn't commonly admitted to. They were very nice guys, and they really felt like, you know, and they had sort of become fairly good musicians, but they maintained that they were really thrown under the bus, which is hard to argue with. But
yeah,
they're the Rosie Ruiz of pop music.
Yeah,
all right, what else we got?
Carrie says, can't think of a specific story, but a lot of news headlines do not reflect the true news story.
Maybe that's why we did it, because remember they were talking about Mark Zuckerberg, and the headline was that Facebook thinks about a dislike button. That was not, if you read the story, that was not true at all. He never said we're going to do a dislike button. People wanted some alternative to like, because when they posted, for example, an obituary or a memorial, they wanted to have the like just seemed the wrong verb. And so they wanted to have something that's, and I just said, you know, I'm with you on this, or can't go along, or something like that. But there was never, ever, ever the thought that they were going to do dislike. That's what the headline said. Now, whether that was purposeful, I mean, I think, you know, I saw another story about journalism. Journalism is really taking it on the neck these days. We've got Truth, which is the Dan Rather story in CBS. We've got Spotlight, which is the Boston Globe and the Archdiocese coming out. I saw The Witness last night, which is about the brother of Kitty Genovese. And what they discovered about that story, you know, she was the woman in New York who was stabbed to death, and supposedly 39 people or 38 people were witnessed and didn't save her. And it turns out the documentary is actually heartbreaking, but as far as I'm concerned, raised more questions than it answered. But that's my own little paranoid theory about things. And the idea being that none of those three were hoaxes per se, but all of them had to do with journalism and journalistic ethics and being there first and all sorts of things. And I would argue that journalism doesn't... And at one point, they talk about interviewing a reporter, said, well, how come you didn't include this story? And how come you didn't include this event? He said, it would have ruined the story. So is that intentionally a hoax? It's certainly intentional, whether it's a hoax or not. It's certainly misleading and misrepresenting. Okay, keep going.
This is the last one. It's from Robert, who says, a prince in Nigeria will send me money, not.
Yeah. And I had one that was, that I was his queen, but he'd lost his cell phone and his computer, and he only needed money to get home. And, of course, stupid me says, go to the American Embassy. So, well, no, my daughter's tuition. I said, call up the university. They're not going to toss her out. Just tell me you'll send them the money when you get home. Oh, no, I just need a loan. I said, and I finally, this was getting so silly that I finally said, listen, I care too much about you to start our relationship based on money. Disappeared. But good luck with your Nigerian. Someone called me from Nigeria and said, how come it's always Nigerian? That's what you're always talking about. I said, well, that's where it's coming from. But your internet, buddy. I just got one today that said I had $3.5 million in the bank. All I had to do was send my information. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, about a little less than 20 years ago, I think 1997, Reykjavik, that thriving metropolis, decided to do a car-free day, okay? And you could say, well, if I've actually been to Reykjavik, which is a very nice city, but it's not exactly, as I said, a thriving metropolis. And they banned cars for one day. Paris did it last week. And Trevor's rather cynical, I might add, comment was, well, it's easy for Paris. New York, I don't know if New York has actually done it. Bogota holds the world's largest car-free weekday event covering the entire city. It was held in 2000 and became institutionalized through a public referendum. A lot of people think Bogota is really a very progressive city. Jakarta has done one. And so here's the deal. What the assumption is it takes 66 days to form a new habit. I don't know where somebody came up with that. So the idea is that they're going to try and change everybody's behavior in 24 hours. All right? You close city centers to cars for one day, and people will make a long-term switch to alternative modes of transportation and help us to address the many problems caused by dependency on cars. I have another suggestion. Have the Pope and the President come to town at the same time. You know, basically, it turned the city into a parking lot. And if nothing, there were many fewer cars on the road than usual because people just really didn't want to get stuck in traffic. So the idea being, and New York is also, Bloomberg started it, and now de Blasio is continuing it. If you haven't been in New York lately and you're trying to get to Times Square, good luck. It's become literally a plaza. They have chairs there and they have kiosks that sell food, which is great unless you're in a car trying to get to the theater district, and then you are just kind of out of luck. But the idea being that it is having people, it's really interesting. As I said, when the Pope was here and the UN is here, then we have the Security Council's meeting, and the President's here, an awful lot of people all of a sudden decide they don't need their cars. So maybe that's what we should decide. And it's basically easier to get around. And so I think one of the things we put up, you have a car, right, Trev?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and do you use it every day? You use it to get to work?
I do now. Yep, I work about 20 miles from where I live, but it didn't used to be the case. I used to work in the city.
Yeah. And when I you worked in the city, car. How did you get? Did you use the car to get to work?
No, when I worked in downtown, I walked or rode my bike year round.
I actually moved to where I moved, so I could because I was here during the winter that we had a subway shutdown, and I've always been a fan of public transportation. I haven't owned a car in literally in like 20 years. Because part of it is the first station I worked for, as Michael pointed out, was in Boston, and they gave me a car. Then when I moved to San Francisco, I didn't have a car because there's no place to park it. As Trevor says, people buy cars and leave them parked just because they don't want to lose their parking spot. They never move the car. And I also worked nights in a very iffy part of the town, so I took cabs. And then when I first moved to New York, the station provided public transportation for me because, again, I was working in an iffy part of town on the overnights. And I think by after, they had to. If a woman is working after, I think, 10 o'clock at night, they had to provide transportation. So as a result, I haven't had a car for a very long time. I rent them sometimes on vacation. But I certainly don't miss it. I take public transportation a lot. So the idea is how do you change people's attitude toward cars? And as I said, what was fascinating to me is people voluntarily, when they realized that it was going to be a huge hassle to try and get around the city, since basically the middle of the Pope came on Thursday night. So for the last almost a week, it will be a week by the time the president leaves and the Security Council, I think, goes till the end of the week, that people voluntarily decided to take public transportation. Now, I am fortunate and I live a part of the country now that has really good public transportation. They have buses and they have a subway system that works really pretty well. They have cabs that you can actually hail, which you can't in every city. Carpooling, I haven't really seen any statistics lately on carpooling, but they have the Diamond Lane. And it's just that the combination of parking being very expensive, gas is not very expensive right now. But I think a lot of people are voluntarily, again, it was amazing to watch. I think there's supposedly 6 million people who come into the city every day to work. And there was no traffic problems because everybody was either worked from home or took public transportation. And that's voluntary. And that didn't take 66 days. That just took a pope, a president, and the UN, and an eclipse of the moon. But so I think that I disagree with this article. It's saying, you know, to change people's thinking. I don't think you have to change people's thinking. I think you just have to make it so inconvenient for them to drive a car that they'll stop doing it. So they're saying that you have, they have this little graph here that says you need a communication system and you need to have expectations. I don't think you need that. All you need is a huge threat that says you will be stuck in traffic forever if you drive your car. And I heard on the air this morning that the George Washington Bridge was a 40-minute wait. Each of the tunnels was 20 minutes wait, which means no matter how long it takes you to commute, you have to add essentially, in one case, a half hour, another an hour to your commute. For me, that's compelling. No cars. So we'll see. So we'll put up on the website. And I know most of you don't. And as I said, when I was here during the subway strike, the transportation strike, and it was in the middle of the winter, and there was no way to get any place. And what I decided then, someone said to me, "What do you want?" And I said, "I want to be able to not depend on the subways. I want to be able to walk to work." And so I moved to a part of the city that I'm incredibly happy living in. But that was the reason, and so I could walk to work, which changes your whole life. First of all, you get part of you get your time back, which is the older you get, the more you think that your time is more valuable than anything else. And we, as I said, we have, although yesterday and on the weekend, you would have heard me. I was not sounding nearly as much of a proponent as of public transportation this weekend because a 20-minute ride took me an hour and a half and six changes of train. So what can I tell you? But so we're you can't really give up a car, right, at this moment?
Well, what I would do, and the season is still allowing of this, is that like when I used to start later in the mornings when, you know, rush hour was going, like 8 or 9, I would ride my motorcycle on those days because I could use the carpool lane, so that was kind of something.
You could use a carpool lane in a with a motorcycle?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Can. Yeah, because it reduces congestion. So, I mean, that's one of the things that I would do to kind of help.
Are you careful?
Oh, yeah, always careful.
And you wear your helmet?
Oh, yeah.
And you have leathers?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Then I'll allow you to do that. All right, so check out Facebook. If you miss a program or even a comment, you can always check out drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call
right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.